You are now listening to the one and only Nancy Ruffin.
You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show, a digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. Hosted by award-winning author, transformation coach, and the self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, The Nancy Ruffin Show is where inspiring thought leaders, modern-day influencers, and social game changers come to discuss their own personal journeys and have real conversations about the journey to success. It's where the next generation of leaders come to tap into their potential, ignite their fire, and expand their self-awareness. So if you're ready to power up and blaze trails of positive change, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back, my loves, to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin, and I just want to thank you once again for checking in and rocking with me for the next half hour. I hope that this past week has been productive for you. We are officially in the second month of the new year. We're actually halfway through the second month, and I don't know about you, but where January felt like it took forever for us to get through, I feel like February is just zooming by. Like this week, we're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day for all the lovebirds. And I want to talk a little bit about that because there's so many different emotions that we tie to this day, you know, and it doesn't help that Valentine's Day has become so commercialized, you know, between the chocolates and teddy bears and balloons and the idea of this gift exchange. It could be rather difficult for someone who may not be in a committed relationship, or maybe someone who is, you know, in the midst of a breakup in their relationship. You know, so these holidays, while they can be really great, they can also be really hard on certain individuals. So I want to just, you know, take a moment to just acknowledge that, yes, it's great to be in love and it's great, you know, to have that person that you can count on and that you can get a gift from. But I will tell you that there are so many people in quote unquote relationships who are unhappy, who are miserable, who even though they're in a relationship, they might as well be alone, right? Because they're just so lonely because they don't have that connection with their partner. There are so many, you know, people in relationships that are getting abused, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, or just getting like that mental breakdown. There's a lot of people that are in unhealthy relationships. So if you are someone who is not currently in a relationship and you might be feeling down because you're not in a relationship and because Valentine's Day, you know, is at the end of the week, just be grateful that you are in the healthiest relationship you could possibly be in right now. And that is the relationship that you have with yourself, because it is so much better to be alone than to be with someone who is not adding value to your life. You know, so I know it could be a little hard, but I would encourage you that for Valentine's Day, and in fact, for the rest of the month, show yourself some love, like love on yourself. Do all the things that you would appreciate a partner doing for you. So take yourself out to dinner, pamper yourself, you know, lay in your bed, cuddle with yourself, watch your favorite movie, sleep. I mean, do whatever makes you feel great. Get together with your girlfriends or with your homeboys, you know, and just make it a memorable time for yourself. You don't need to be with a partner to be whole, to feel fulfilled, to feel loved, to be happy. Happiness, in fact, is an internal thing, right? You can't look for happiness outside of you, because when you give something external the power to make you happy, what you're saying in essence is that you're also giving that external thing the power to take your happiness away. So don't look for anyone or anything outside of yourself to fulfill you, to make you feel whole, to feel happy. You are already whole. And if you are not happy, then you need to choose to be happy. And you need to embrace things that bring you joy. And you need to do things that make you happy, you know, that make you feel that joy inside. And that bring a smile to your face. And that has nothing to do with anybody else. So that is my message for all of you who may not have partners. And then for those of you who do have partners, I pray that you are in a happy, fulfilling relationship. And I hope that all of your needs are being met. And I hope that Valentine's Day is just a continuation of the love and joy and respect and peace that your partner gives you all year round. You know, and it's just something for you guys to think about, because sometimes being in a relationship should not be the ultimate goal. We should not strive, to be in a relationship. We should strive to be in healthy, loving relationships. And there's a difference, because a lot of times we will settle, you know, to be with someone just to be with someone. So we're willing to accept, you know, behaviors that are not healthy. And so if, you know, you're doing that, I would encourage you to take a look at yourself, a real deep look, and ask yourself why you don't feel that you're worthy of having more. Why is it that you're settling for a person that exhibits this type of behavior? And what is it within yourself that is attracted to that? What areas within you do you need to heal? What traumas have you gone through in your past, in your past relationships, and not just in your romantic relationships, but relationships, in your familial circle? A lot of times what we accept in our partners are behaviors that either we have experienced firsthand by our family members and the people closest to us, those that have been responsible for kind of guiding us and raising us, or we learn to accept behaviors that we grew up seeing in our household. So these are all things that I really want you to really be thinking about as we approach the Valentine's Day holiday. And just know that you are worthy of all of the love and respect that you give to yourself, right? So the love that you're seeking in a partner should reflect the love that you give to yourself. Let that sit for a little bit. Right, so you think about how you love yourself, and then think about how the partners that you select and the relationships that you've had, how they have mirrored the level of love that you have had for yourself at any given time in your life. So with that said, just, you know, welcome to the show. As you know, this podcast is, you know, a personal and professional development podcast, is the number one personal and professional development podcast in these podcast streets. I claim and proclaim that title. One of the things that I absolutely love is coming here every week and just sharing my own personal experiences, the things that I have acquired throughout my 42 years of life, be it through personal experience, through education, or through the relationships that I have had with other people, from the workshops that I do, the seminars that I have. I bring all of that back to this podcast because I want to be able to provide you all with the things that I have had access to that you may not have access to for whatever reason. You know, so I really thank you for tuning in every single week and just vibing with me and for supporting this podcast. If you want to go the extra mile, you can support the podcast monetarily. You can just head over to anchor.fm. And, search for The Nancy Ruffin Show. There is a support link there, you know, and your donations really go towards growing the podcast. But I'm not here, you know, to ask for no money, for no financial incentives. I'm just glad that you are tuned in. Just lend me your ears, you know, as they say, and just rock with me for the next 30 minutes. If you're not already following and subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you do that as well. Make sure that you're sharing us, that you're letting your friends know how great the podcast is. The same way, you know, you share your other faves, probably from more known podcasters. I would really appreciate it if you did the same with this one. That's the only way that we're going to grow and get our name out there, is by letting the masses know that we exist. Now, a couple of things have been going on these past couple of weeks. If you have been hiding under a rock, then you missed the Super Bowl halftime show and all of the discussion that arose out of that performance. You know, there's so much controversy that surrounds just the NFL in general because of what's happened with Colin Kaepernick and the fact that he was blacklisted and really, like, basically fired for exercising his First Amendment right freedom of speech and deciding to kneel during, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance at the games. And he's done that as a way to protest police brutality and the way that people of color have systematically been treated in this country by the police. You know, so a lot of people just boycott football. And in essence, you know, they boycott the Super Bowl. But there were so many of us tuned in last week. And I will say, I am not a football fan. I don't follow the sport at all. The only time I watch football is during the Super Bowl, so I can see the halftime show. And I will say that J-Lo and Shakira absolutely killed their performance, and in spite of that, they still got flack, right? There were many people talking about the dancing, about the outfits, about the fact that it wasn't very family friendly, and all of this nonsense, for lack of a better word, because we see way worse on regular television. So the fact that J-Lo was pole dancing was like a huge issue, all of these things. And, you know, I talked about this during, you know, last week on social media, that we're not gonna please everybody, no matter what it is that we do, especially when you're a celebrity. There's always gonna be a group of people that you piss off. And one of the things that J-Lo got slack for, you know, during the Super Bowl was the fact that she came out there with the Puerto Rican flag. And a lot of Puerto Ricans specifically feel that she hasn't been vocal enough or supportive enough of the plight of the Puerto Ricans on the island since the devastation of Hurricane Maria. And since then, within the past few months, they have been having nonstop earthquakes, like every single day. Families are displaced. People are sleeping and living in tents. You know, there's families that have lost everything as a result of these earthquakes. And so a lot of the, I guess the activists were attacking her or coming for her because they feel that, you know, she shouldn't be proud, I guess, of who she is or repping the flag or waving the flag when she hasn't done anything for the island. Now, I think that before we start counting what she's done or not done, it's important to understand that celebrities are human beings just like you and I. And from my own perspective, they don't owe us anything except to entertain us, because that is their job, right? And if there's a celebrity who you don't like, who you do not agree with, their political values or their views or whatever it may be, if you don't like them, if you don't agree with them, then you know what? Don't support them. But they owe us nothing. And from what I know about Jennifer Lopez, I do know that when Hurricane Maria happened, she personally donated $1 million to the hurricane relief effort. In addition to that, she put on a relief show where her, Mark Anthony, and a whole other host of celebrities raised over $35 million for the island. Now, to her critics, I say, like, what more do you want her to do? This is a woman that and I said this the other day, she could give them the shirt off her back. She could donate all of her ticket sales money from her concerts, from album sales, from her movies. She can donate all that money to hurricane, you know, relief efforts. She can adopt a family personally in Puerto Rico and take care of them for life. And it still wouldn't be enough for the critics, right? Because until she gives all of herself, it's never going to be enough. And I mean, at what point do we step back and allow these celebrities to be the people that they are? You know, one thing I can respect about J-Lo specifically is that she came from where I came from a lower middle class family in the Bronx whose parents worked their butts off so that their children could have a better life. Like, she wasn't raised with a silver spoon in her mouth. She had to bust her ass for all of the success that she has had. And so for people to come for her just because she doesn't advocate or she's not an activist in the way they believe that she should be, I think is wrong. And I'm not even a huge J-Lo fan by any means. Like, I think she's a great entertainer. I don't think she's like a phenomenal singer. I don't think she's the best actress. But I know that she gives 150% to whatever it is that she's doing, and she works her ass off. And so I respect her, and I respect what she does. I respect what she has done for the culture, you know. And I think that people need to back off a little bit. You know, a lot of these critics who expect so much from her, you know, are the very ones who probably haven't donated a dollar. But they want to sit behind their computer screens or their telephones, you know, and type comments and make all of these different, you know, accusations without really knowing. And again, like, who are you? Like, we have to learn how to let people live, you know. And I say all this to say because, like, the week right before that, you know, Kobe Bryant and his daughter perished in a helicopter crash. And everyone at that time, you know, was talking about, oh, how we have to love each other and tomorrow's never promised. And, you know, we have to make sure that we make the best and the most of every moment. And it's like, we live in a world full of hypocrites. Because it's like, whenever the news cycle changes, it's like people's reactions and beliefs also change. And, you know, on this week's episode of the podcast, I really want to talk a little bit about how we each show up in our own lives. How are we working our butts off or not? Right? Like, how are we making the most of the time that we have here on earth while we're here? Because tomorrow isn't promised. You know, and a lot of times we make excuses for following our dreams, thinking that we're going to have more time. And you know what? We may not have more time. No one knows when it's going to be their last day on earth. You know, I may not wake up tomorrow morning. You may not wake up tomorrow morning. And if that happens, will you be proud and happy with the life that you have lived so far? I'm going to leave you with that question. When we get back from this break, we're going to get into it.
My name is Avery Ruffin, and you're listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show.
We are back from our break. I just want to thank you for tuning in. It's The Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin. Now, I ended the last segment with this question. If you were to die tomorrow, if today was the last day you had on earth, would you be happy with the legacy that you are leaving behind? Would you be happy with the life that you have lived up until this moment? And this is, I think, a very important question that we need to be asking ourselves. Because if the answer to that question is no, then that means that you are wasting and you have been wasting your time. We don't have more time. The only time we have that is guaranteed is this moment right now and every other day that has passed, right? We have yesterday. That was a guaranteed day because we lived past it. But tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Even an hour from now isn't guaranteed. Anything can happen. In a split second, our entire lives can change completely. And if that happens, will you be happy with the life that you have lived? So many people waste time on nonsense because they think that they have more time. They waste time on being angry, at holding grudges, at complaining, at focusing on all of the things that they don't have, on what went wrong, on what didn't go right, on what could have been better, on this, on that, on so and so. And like, none of that really matters. What matters is what you're doing with your life in this moment. How are you living up to your fullest potential? How are you using the gifts and talents that not only God has given you, but also those skills that you have acquired on your own through education, through learning, through experience? How are you helping others? How are you making this world a better place because you're in it? Like, if your life is not doing any of those things, then what is the purpose of your life? Like, sit and think about, what is the purpose of you being on earth if not to leave this world a better place when you're gone? Like, when it's all said and done, and when the time comes for you to be eulogized, what is it that you want the world to know about you, to remember about you? When they talk about so-and-so, what do you want them to say about you? And once you figure that out, you will then start to have an idea about the kind of life you need to be living right now. Because I will tell you that legacy doesn't get built, all of a sudden. Like, 1 minute you're insignificant, not doing anything, and then the next minute you're just this really huge, important being, you know, who has contributed so much to society. That's not how it works. Legacy gets built by what we do every single day, day in and day out. Our lives collectively and its totality is what makes our legacy. So how have you been living your life up until this point? What have you been giving your time to? What have you been focusing your energy on? What excuses have you been telling yourself that has prevented you from really stepping into who God created you to be? You know, the other day I had a conversation with someone who just recently finished my book, reading my book, Live on Purpose. And the book is phenomenal, not because I wrote it, well, maybe partly because I wrote it, but because there really are such practical pieces of wisdom and information, you know, that really can help guide you towards what your purpose is. And even with all of that, what this person found to be the most profound part of my book was the about the author section. And when she told me that, I was really, I guess I was taken aback, because I mean, that's not something that anyone ever tells you, like, yeah, I really loved your about the author piece in your book. But for her, what really resonated with her was when I described myself as the offspring of Biggie Smalls and Deepak Chopra. And the reason why I describe myself that way is because I am very conscious of who I am, of where I come from, and of the experiences that have molded me into the person that I am. And so I am very much a Brooklyn girl. You know, I was raised in Brooklyn. I love hip hop. I'm a huge fan of Biggie and Jay-Z. I was raised in the 90s. I was that around the way girl. I had the bamboo earrings, baggy jeans, 5411s, Columbia rain suits, like all of that. You know, picture Mary J. Blige in the Real Love video. That was me. So I know who I am. And deep down inside, that's still Nancy. Regardless of what you see on the outside, regardless of the work, you know, that I do today, regardless of how I'm involved, you know, in this corporate world, I am very much still that girl from Brooklyn. And then, of course, you know, I compare myself to Deepak because I'm very much into my spirituality as well. And I come from a Zen space. And so I just want peace in my life. And so all of this work that I do is really about helping individuals kind of reconnect with their source, with their spirit, tap into the gifts that God has, you know, given you, but also combine that with who you are as a result of your collective experiences. So to get back to the woman that I'm talking about, she is a life coach. And even though this is the work that she does, that she's been trained for, that she studied for and has become certified in, she has not been practicing as a life coach. She, up until recently, hasn't had any clients. And it was all because of the belief she had cultivated in her own mind about what a life coach was supposed to look like, what they were supposed to be like, what a life coach is supposed to represent. And when she was explaining to me who she was, you know, she says that she's very hood. And so I guess in her mind, she didn't believe that life coaches could be hood or should be hood, you know, or whatever idea was that she cultivated around what a life coach was supposed to be and look like. And because she had developed this limiting belief about herself, she had really put herself in a box and caged herself from fulfilling the work that she has been called and trained to do. And so I wonder how many of us or how many of you, you know, are having those same experiences. And, you know, she really appreciated about the author section because she said that for the first time, she realized that she could be who she was, that she could be that hood, you know, girl and still be a life coach because I gave her permission to do that. And so I give you permission to step into your wholeness, to all of who you are, and bring that into whatever work you're doing, into whatever it is that you're passionate about, that your dreams don't have to fit a certain mold, that you don't have to look like, be like, talk like, dress like anything specific to chase your dreams or to go after that thing that is your calling, that is your passion, that you can pursue that and you can do that exactly as you are with the understanding that who you are is the very thing that is going to make you stand out from others in that profession because no one is going to bring that sauce that only you have as a result of your experiences and as a result of where you come from. So I'm going to ask you again, what do you want your legacy to be? Are you living your legacy right now? Are the things you're doing aligned with how you want to be remembered when you're no longer here? And what excuses, what lies have you been feeding yourself that have been preventing you from really stepping into your power? Like, we don't have time. I can't even stress it enough. Look at Kobe Bryant. He was going to his daughter's basketball game, something that he probably did every single week, probably 2 or 3 times a week. And he flew by helicopter. That was just his thing because LA traffic was just too much that it was easier and faster for him to travel via helicopter so he could get to where he was going quicker and get back home quicker. This was not something out of the ordinary. This was something that he did every single day, and yet that was how he lost his life. Okay? He did not know that when he got on the helicopter that day, that that was going to be the last time he saw his wife, the last time he saw his other children, that he was going to perish in that helicopter with his daughter and 7 other people. He did not know, and yet and still at 41 years old, this man has left a legacy for a lifetime. Why? Because he lived his life with the quote-unquote Mamba mentality, with the idea that he wanted to outdo himself every single day, that tomorrow he was going to be a better version of himself than he was today. And he was making the most out of his time here on earth. He was giving back to his community. He was very involved, you know, with his girls. You know, this was a man who, after he retired from basketball, was really stepping into another phase of his life. He was coaching girls basketball. He was very, you know, a very powerful voice around women's basketball and the WNBA. He recently won, you know, an Oscar for a short film that he had written. You know, storytelling was something that he wanted to get into, you know, and this was all because he made a commitment to himself that he was going to make the most out of his life. And he was going to commit to being the very best at whatever he set his mind to. And he was going to outdo himself every single day. He didn't live in mediocrity. He didn't even believe in that. It's not what he exuded. That's what made him one of the best basketball players. Because he went out on that court every single day trying to outdo himself. And so what are we doing? How are you living your life? How are you outdoing yourself every single day? Are you worrying about what everybody else is doing and comparing yourself to what everybody else is doing, that you're not focusing on how you could be improving yourself? Get your eyes off of other people. Get your eyes off of social media, which is a very altered sense of reality that can leave you feeling defeated, that can leave you feeling like you're not good enough, like you're not doing enough. And really just put the lens and the focus back on yourself and see how you can be better tomorrow than you are today without looking at whatever somebody else is doing. What gifts do you have? What skills do you have? What talents do you have? And how can you bring them to the world and give them to others in a useful and unique way? Because there's nothing new in this world. Nothing that has not been done yet, right? But the trick is to be able to do something in a way that only you can do it, in a way that no one else can replicate it. Regardless of what it is that they're doing, they can't do it like you. And so as you step out into the rest of this week, step into it with that mindset and ask, how can I do my best today, wherever I'm at, whether it's in that job that you can't stand, the job that you're dying to get out of. You know what? There's a reason why you're there. There's a purpose for you in being there. And I don't know what the purpose is. You may not even know what that purpose is at the moment. But trust that if you're still there, it's because God wants you there, and because there's something that you're going to get from that position, whether you're going to get from someone or you're going to give to someone. But there's purpose there. And your responsibility is to be the best where you are with what you have right at this moment. And if you approach every single day with that mentality and with that attitude, I promise you that you will leave a legacy worth remembering. So until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.